Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner Weathers, apiculture, which is commonly known as beekeeping, affects every single person's life in this world. And the South Carolina Beekeepers Association is trying to make the public aware of what bees do for us. They actually have a conference coming up later this week.
Yeah, that's right. You know, as little as people understand about agriculture in general, it's even more misunderstood the value of bees and pollination on, gosh, what a great percentage of our food that we eat. So it is critical that we support our beekeepers, we support some of the research going on around pollinators, and this week is pretty important in doing that.
Now, 2,500 beekeepers in South Carolina oversee about 30,000 colonies of bees.
Well, you know, that's right, and it's a very interesting profession. Some of them are full-time, and they manage hives for farmers and move them around. Some ship to the West Coast and bring them their hives. Some of them are more for recreation and just a good hobby, but all kinds, and they're meeting this week in Florence, Wednesday to Friday, to talk about some of the issues facing the industry. I'm going to run up there on Friday and speak to them from the department's perspective, and I enjoy engaging with them. Last year, our Farmer of the Year, Carrie Owen, is actually a beekeeper, bee farmer, so sort of put them more on the map, I guess you'd say.
And, you know, you don't have to be a member of the South Carolina Beekeepers Association to attend their meeting.
That's right. They're very open to the public. It's a not-for-profit organization, and one of the great things is that the interest in beekeeping is expanding, where I just read that the 4-H organization has a youth beekeeper program starting in South Carolina, and about 60 high schoolers are signed up, so perhaps some of them will be at the meeting this week as well.
And to learn more about that beekeepers meeting, you can visit scstatebeekeepers.com. That's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.